Well, Cindy Gallagher is with us. She is with Bay College, and good morning to you, first of all, Cindy.
Good morning, Jack.
Good talking with you again, and especially when we have good news from Lansing. There's not always good news from Lansing, but this is some good news, isn't it?
This is very good news for Bay College and our students.
Well, tell everybody what the good news is, because I left them hanging.
All right. So Bay College just recently learned that we are the recipient of what's called the MyLeap College Success Go Big Grant, and this is part of Michigan's 60 by 30 statewide initiative. So the state of Michigan has a goal of having 60% of adults earning a skills certificate or college degree by the year 2030. So they are investing a significant amount of dollars into this initiative. And as Bay College was exploring the different grants as part of this initiative, decided to pursue the College Success Go Big Grant. And so what Bay College is receiving is a $1 million grant to support this work in helping adults complete college and or a skills certificate.
So is this a newfangled Michigan Reconnect, or is it, explain is this all new, a new initiative?
Well, the 60 by 30 initiative is not new. That has been kind of at the helm of what the state has been working towards to support just the changing workforce and the needs across the state with a changing workforce. And so really investing in funding to help the adult student reach that goal. And so with the grant, we were able to make a request, again, for the $1 million to invest in a lot of professional development and training for both Bay College faculty and our staff to scale up some of the programs that we already have in place. So we are already working with competency-based education on campus. We are leading the way across the state with competency-based education. We also have credit for prior learning initiatives as well. And so with credit for prior learning, we're having a chance to look at the skill sets, the knowledge, what people already know, maybe some skills they've earned in the workplace, lifelong learning skills, certificates of completion, and really converting that to college credit. So the credit for prior learning initiative, competency-based education, scaling up guided pathways to help students see clear pathways to completion are all part of the work that we're going to be doing with this grant.
Well, and I remember actually the state launched the 60 by 30 on our campus. Remember when Governor Whitmer came here? And,
yes, correct. And they made that announcement.
They made the announcement in our, water tech area?
Right, correct. We have two programs right now doing competency-based education. It's our water technology program and early childhood. So this is a new way to deliver education for students and really keeping in mind the adult learner that maybe needs a little bit more flexibility with their schedule and their learning model, as well as looking at what they already know. So this gives us a chance to take a look at previous work experience, military service, other lifelong learning progress that they've had, and start applying that towards their college credential. We're also looking at using some of the funding to support career services. We're making some investments in scaling up what we do to support folks needing some of the career services supports. So this funding will also help us scale up those initiatives here at Bay College as well.
And will this allow students to do more on hands in the community, such as maybe with the City of Escanaba wastewater treatment plant, for example?
Right. You know, part of this is really working with the adult learner. What do they need? And so if we can be strengthening those ties to community partners and industry partners, helping students get placed more quickly into positions, it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win for the college. It's a win for the student. And it's certainly a win for our community businesses and industry partners as they're looking to fill these positions.
Anything else you want to mention about this grant and its impact on the college before we close the interview here?
No, it's just a really exciting time for Bay College and really our students, our faculty, our staff, and really our community to benefit from this grant in support of helping students reach their college goal and complete their college certificates and or degrees. So we're very excited and grateful for the opportunity to receive this grant.
Okay, well, thanks for doing this, and I know campus is a little quiet right now. It won't be in a few weeks, but enjoy a little bit of downtime.
I will. Thank you so much, Jack, for the interview.